Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And good morning, I'm Laura Reynolds. Welcome back to Ion Houston. Up next, I talk to Dr. Stephen Rose about how important it is that women get an annual mammogram, and he also tells us about the latest technology called Smart Curve.
I've got to tell you, this is genius, because as a woman, I don't look forward to mammograms. Duh. Because they hurt, they pinch, they, you know, it's just not a good experience. So why did it take so long to come up with something like Smart Curve?
You know, other people have asked me that, and I've asked myself that same question. You know, it's something that partly is the advance of the computerized technology so that we can adjust the x-rays so that account for the difference curve of the paddle. I think that's part of it. I honestly don't know why it took so long, but what the impetus was for me was, number one, to make a more comfortable exam for the patient. But the second part of it was I had a big part in the development of the 3D or tomosynthesis new technology that we're using for screening mammography today. And we did the first clinical research comparing 2D to 3D in the screening population. And we saw a great improvement in our sensitivity and specificity. But when I was looking through all my data, I realized there were still areas of the breast that we were not seeing optimally. And it was the areas of the breast that we weren't compressing optimally, kind of the periphery of the breast. So traditionally what we do is the reason it hurts when we do a mammogram is that the breast tissue that's against the chest wall is the part that hurts because it's the muscle that's getting pulled on. So we try to, traditionally, we're over-compressing that part to try to get better compression of the rest of the breast. So my thought was if we made a more curved paddle, then we would be able to get better compression around the periphery of the breast, and we wouldn't have to compress as hard in the areas that we were already getting good compression, and that's how it's worked. So we've seen that it's giving us much more uniform compression. We're actually able to actually use a little bit more compression, but it's much more comfortable on the patient.
I just have so many questions for you. I mean, now that I'm thinking that it's more comfortable, A, women are going to show up more often and do the annual exam, right, instead of avoiding it, and B, I bet you get better results then.
Yes. So what we did, you know, it's a lot harder to prove that it's actually doing a better job from an accuracy standpoint. I'm convinced that it will, based on the research that we were part of in testing the new paddle. But what we wanted to do to get it to the public as quickly as possible was to prove that it was at least as good accuracy-wise as what we're doing today. So we were able to do that with the studies that we were part of. We were able to show that we didn't lose anything by using this technology from an accuracy standpoint, and we saw over 90% improvement in patient comfort. Now that we have it FDA approved and we'll start using it, we'll be able to look at that and say, okay, did our overall accuracy improve with this technology? And I think it will. I have anecdotal evidence that it does. We just don't have the scientific evidence yet.
Well, I think every woman listening right now knows exactly what I'm about to say. You know, when you go to have your mammogram, you're standing on your tiptoes, you're holding your right hand up, you know, pointing towards the stars, and then turn this way and move back that way and all this sort of stuff. And then you get pinched and pulled and all that sort of stuff. Can you walk us through the process of how easy SmartCurve is?
Yeah, so for the patient, it really is nothing. The patient has to do nothing different. It's all on the technologist and the paddle. So, and for the technologist, it's not really difficult either. They're just positioning the patient using this paddle. And so what the patient will notice is when they're being compressed, it doesn't feel nearly, pinching part of it doesn't, you don't feel that to that, nearly the same degree. And what we'll notice is that we're able to actually get more of the breast tissue on in so that we can examine it, and we can also, we'll see a more uniform view of the breast. So things that were overlapping maybe before, that's what I've noticed the most on the interpretation side. We would bring people back that were going to be called back for additional examination from their traditional screening, and then we would do the compression the new paddle as part of the research, and what I would see is that area that we were concerned about went away. We didn't need to do anything else because I could see that it was just overlapping tissue. So basically the answer to your question is that the patient will notice no difference in the way the exam is done, except it's just more comfortable.
I bet you get tired of all the congratulations and thank yous, don't you?
Well, no, this is something that we're, you know, I had, like I said, our practice had a lot to do with bringing 3D technology to women in Texas and really around the country. But, honestly, this has probably been equally as satisfying, because, you know, we still see a lot of women not getting their mammogram. And if we could do, you know, if you don't show up, the test is worthless, right? You can have all the breast cancer awareness you want, which we all know that there's plenty of awareness of breast cancer. But unfortunately, a large percentage of women still do not get their yearly mammogram. And so if this test ends up creating a much higher level of compliance with the exam, we're going to be able to save more lives. So that's what excites me about this new technology.
So what is the number one reason why women skip their annual exam?
I think for the most part, a big part of it is the number one thing is probably just is the discomfort. But I think the close second is anxiety that there is, you know, it doesn't make sense, but it's the anxiety that they'll actually see something. And so one of the things that I've been focused on for a long time in our practice is to make sure that our sensitivity is high, but that we're also not disrupting lives. So we look at how often we bring patients back for additional tests. That's what 3D has done for us. We, in our research that we did, we were able to reduce our false positives by 37%. 37% fewer times that the patient had to come back for additional exams. So I think that's what the new 3D mammography. I think the new paddle makes it more comfortable. So if you combine those two new technologies, which a lot of women still don't understand, then I think you know, there's a lot less reason for women not to get their mammograms. And So at Solis, we call it the peace of mind mammogram because we really want to focus women to focus that. The vast majority of people should come, get their mammogram, and go about their business and not be disrupted again. Unfortunately, there are facilities that tend to overcall and tend overutilize the additional tests. And women, they need to be aware. They need to ask those questions. They should know, for instance, what is the facility's callback rate for additional studies? It's a good question for women to ask. And those are, and once you realize you've got a facility that's doing it right, then you go back there year after year, because just like everything else, all mammograms are not created equal and all interpretations are not created equal.
Well, that is just amazing that you've decreased your callback rate by 37%. I'm one of those people who a while back had to go back for no reason and have a second one done. So I really looked forward to that a lot, So I think this takes a lot of the fear and anxiety out of it. Now we just got to get people knowing.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do. And I'm pleased with Solis for being a leader and willing to provide this technology at all of their facilities. There's no additional charge for this. It's an investment in trying to do things the right way.
That's amazing right there, is that there's no extra charge.
No extra charge for this, no.
Because, a lot of places you go to, if you want to do, for example, the 3D, they're going to charge you extra for that. But the fact that now you can get a great mammogram experience and it's going to be comfortable and you're not going to have anxiety over it and there's no extra charge, sign me up.
Yep. And just one thing, we actually lobbied the state of Texas. So now at least if you have insurance, the insurance has to pay for the screening 3D. So the patient no longer has to pay extra for the 3D in Texas.
Well, Dr. Rose, you are a hero in my book. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that covers it. I appreciate the opportunity to share with your audience.
Well, thank you so much, sir, and you have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.